的殿中喜乐，他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。62章，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默。呼悦耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。好，我们请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续要讲建立祷告的地坛第三讲。
So we can continue to speak on the establishing the prayer altar.
是教会的祭坛。
It's a church prayer altar.
祷告不是一个宗教的仪式。
Prayer is not a religious ritual.
很多人以为这是。
A lot of people think that's what it is.
祷告也不是一个很神秘的事情。
Prayer is not also not very, not a mysterious thing.
很多人也误解，认为祷告是很神秘的事。
Many people misunderstood that it's a very mysterious thing.
祷告就是人与神的交流。
Prayer is communication between man and God.
就像人跟人之间要交流一样。
It's just like man communicating to man.
当你跟一个人交流的时候，你不是只有讲而已。
When you talk to a person, you don't just talk.
No, you converse with the person.
When you communicate with that person, you don't just you talk all the time.
你还要听那个人讲。
You also need to listen to what the other person has to say.
今天很多基督徒的困难是他们只有对上帝讲，他们从来听不见上帝对他们讲什么。Amen.
Many a lot of problems.
你同意你就说 Amen.
The problem of our prayer is that people just keep talking to God, but they don't listen to what God has to say.
所以他们就不会明白神的旨意。
So they don't understand God's will for them.
他们一直在做他们自己认为上帝要他做的事情。
They keep doing what they think God wants them to do.
但是真正的祷告是跟神跟人有很好的交流。
But the real prayer is man has very good conversation with God.
祷告的定义非常简单。
The definition of prayer is very simple.
但是祷告的内容非常的深奥。
But the content of prayer is very profound.
很多人知道是跟神交流。
Many people know that it's communication with God.
但是他跟神的交流只交没有流。
So they just communicate with God, but there's no flow through the prayer.
Not two way, just one way.
It's a monologue, not a dialogue.
还有很多人跟神的祷告一直很肤浅。
Also, some people pray are very shallow.
因为他对神的认识很肤浅。
Because he has limited knowledge of God.
祷告是非常深奥伟大的。
The prayer is very profound and great.
因为我们祷告交流的对象是深奥伟大的一位。
Because the one we communicate with is very great and profound.
我们在过去两次讲到个人的祷告祭坛。
Last couple of times we talk about personal prayer altar.
还有家庭的祷告祭坛
and also the family prayer altar.
我们需要复习一下。
We need to review.
如何建立个人祷告祭坛呢？
How do we build a personal prayer altar?
我们知道祷告的祭坛就是不是只是一个祷告会而已。
So we know personal prayer altar is not only a prayer meeting.
祷告祭坛是你跟神建立一个遇见他的地方。
The prayer altar is a place where you meet God.
如何建立呢？
How do you build this prayer altar?
第一个，你要除去你生命中的偶像。
First of all, you need to drive out, cast out, remove all the idols in your life.
有人问什么是我生命中的偶像？
You may ask, what are my personal idols?
那就是指那些取代神在你生命中地位的一切人事物。
And that applies to anything that replaces God in your life.
它可能是你的工作。
It can be your work.
它可能是你的事业。
It can be your career.
它可能是你的财富、享受、儿女、孙子、孙女。
It may be your position, comforts, children, grandchildren.
我们的神是一个很看得见一切的神。
We have a God who sees it all.
你今天来这边敬拜。
Today you come to worship.
他不是看你在这边唱歌唱得怎么样。
He doesn't come and see how well you sing.
他看到你的心怎么样。
He look at your heart. How is your heart toward him?
Amen.
Amen.
这个非常重要，弟兄姊妹们。
This is very important, brothers and sisters.
不是你来这边好像一副很庄严、很虔诚的样子而已。
You don't just come here and sit here reverently.
是你心里面有没有虔诚。
is God look at your heart where you, your heart is reverent toward him.
我们如果要建立祷告的祭坛,
we want to build a prayer altar.
我们必须在心中的偶像要除去。
We need to remove the idols in our heart.
那些在我们心里面非常重要到一个地步取代神的东西。
There are things in our heart so important as replaces God in our life.
以至于神不是在我们心中是真神。
And yet the God is not the real God in our heart.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
然后你要把身体献上当作活祭。
And secondly, you need to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
这个活祭这个字是很矛盾的。
This living sacrifice is very paradoxical.
因为所有献在祭坛上的那个祭都是死的，怎么是活祭呢？
Because the sacrifice on the altar usually are dead.
所以保罗就特别讲说你们要献上自己当作活祭。
So Apostle Paul said that you had to offer your body as living sacrifice.
表示你这个生命里有对什么是活的，有对什么是死的。
So in your life, what are live and what are dead in your life?
请问我们活祭里面，生命里面对什么是死的？
In our life, what are dead sacrifices?
我们对这个对罪是死的。
We are dead to sin.
对自老我是死的。
We are dead to our old self.
对世界的各样诱惑是死的。
We are dead to worldly system values.
但是我们对神的国度。
But we are alive to God's kingdom.
对神他自己。
We are alive to God himself.
是非常活的。
We are very alive to God himself.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你在读神的话的时候，
When you are reading the Bible,
你就一直想睡觉。
If you are very sleepy,
你一祷告的时候就睡觉。
When you pray, you fall asleep.
牧师一讲道你就睡觉。
And you fall asleep when the pastor start preaching.
你知道你需要调整。
You know you need adjustment.
当然了，如果牧师讲道内容非常的 boring, 跟你一点关系都没有。
But if the pastor's sermon is very boring and irrelevant.
那你当然要睡觉。
Of course, you will fall asleep.
那是牧师需要调整。
And that's when the pastor needs to adjust himself.
如果你是这样的情形，
But you had this situation.
你需要很大的在神面前悔改。
You need to repent before the Lord.
你要求问神是发生了什么事情。
You had to ask God what happened.
为什么我跟神的事情我就想睡觉？
How come I'm so sleepy toward God's things?
如果你一看到那个电视剧，你就全身有力。
How come you come alive when you start watching the soap opera on the TV?
每一天都要看。
Every day you have to see it.
一看了以后就整个人就有力气。
And when you watch the soap opera, you become energized.
眼睛就亮了。
Your eyes brightened.
你知道你的生命有问题。
You know your life has problems.
你知道你不是活祭。
You know you are not a living sacrifice.
你没有办法建立跟神的那个祷告的祭坛。
You cannot build a personal prayer altar with God.
弟兄姊妹，这不是好笑的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not funny.
这是一件很严肃的事。
This is a very serious thing, matter.
今天我们要跟人家传福音。
Today we want to share gospel with others.
要人家来信你所信的主耶稣。
If you want others to believe the Jesus that you believe.
如果你跟他的关系是那么疏远的。
If you are so distant from Jesus,
你如果早上来这边听到的时候，这做两下回去是你自己的生活。
If you just come and worship a couple of hours and you go out and you just live your own life,
难怪人家不会信。
No wonder people won't believe.
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹们。
I tell you, brothers and sisters.
今天人所要信的是他看到一个人非常的兴奋，相信一件事情。
People want to believe someone who truly believe and excited about what he believes.
他就会来问你。
He will come and ask you.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你要建立祷告的祭坛，
If you want to build a prayer altar,
你必须对神是非常兴奋的。
You need to be excited about God.
如果你一直在兴奋的事情都不是上帝，
If everything that you're excited about is not God,
你需要调整。
You need to adjust.
那个调整圣经上说要悔改。
And the adjustment is repentance.
很多人不喜欢悔改这个字。
A lot of people don't like the word repentance.
他们觉得悔改好像对他是一个侮辱。
A lot of people think it's an insult to them to repent.
其实悔改就是一个改变的意思。
Actually, repentance means change.
Amen.
Amen.
你跟旁边人说，我需要悔改。
You tell your neighbor that I need to repent.
你旁边的人没有讲，赶快提醒他。
If your neighbor didn't say that, remind him or her.
其实你的悔改就是提升你自己。
Actually, your repentance is to elevate yourself.
你真正能悔改的时候，
When you truly can repent,
神就可以改变你。
God can transform you, change you.
然后可以提升你。
And then raise you up.
到更高一个层次。
To a higher level.
我们买那个手机是不是？
We bought the mobile phone.
他们有二G的。
They have two G's.
三G的,
three G's.
请问你的手机跟上帝是几G的?
May I ask you, which G is your cell phone to God?
是哪一个grade?
What grade is it?
神要你提升,
God wants you to upgrade.
你要听得很清楚,
you have to be able to hear clearly.
不但提升,
Not only to upgrade and to be able to hear God clearly,
还可以看见神,
also you can see God.
Amen.
Amen.
这是EG 的, eternal grade.
This is EG, eternal grade.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你要建立你祷告的, 个人祷告的祭坛,
you need to build up your personal prayer altar.
你跟上帝的通话是 eternal grade, EG.
So your communication with God is EG.
是不得了的,
it's eternal, amazing, awesome.
我又讲到我们要建立家庭的祭坛。
We also talk about building the family altar, prayer altar.
中国人也很懂这个,
Chinese really understand about this concept.
我下面讲他可能不会翻译。
I might have difficulty interpreting what he's going to say. He probably will be using some Chinese proverb, but I'll guess.
中国人很注意这个。
Chinese really pay attention to this.
中文说修身齐家治国平天下
Chinese, Whatever.
Chinese saying you want to rule a nation, you start with yourself. Start with yourself, your family, and the community and whole nations. And God says that too. 我自己翻自己就好了。 所以我们不但要有个人的祭坛,
so not only we need to have personal prayer altar,
我们要有家庭的祭坛,
we also need to build family prayer altar.
有人说一个家, 他们一起祷告, 他们就不会分开,
some people say a family that pray together stays together.
他翻得很好, 什么是家庭的祭坛?
What is a family prayer altar?
就是说, 一家的人定期的聚集, 花时间读神的话, 敬拜, 赞美, 祷告。
It's a family set aside time for God in prayer, singing praises and read the word together.
我看到,
and pray together.
我在回想啊,
As I think back,
在台湾的时候,
when I was in Taiwan,
那时候电视刚刚出来,
when the television just come on the scene.
我就看到很多家庭的人一家人就坐在电视机面前,
and I see the family gathered together before the TV and watch TV.
这是他们家庭的祭坛,
that is their family altar.
现在大家不这样做了,
now people don't do that.
现在是每一个人都有一个 iPhone 或者有一个电脑, 这在电脑的, 这个 iPad 面前看,
now individuals sit before a iPhone, iPad, computer, watch.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
家里的人需要花时间在一起,
family members need to spend time together.
跟你旁边人说, 你的家人需要花时间在一起,
tell your neighbor, your family member needs to spend time with you.
但是你们花时间在一起干嘛呢?
But when you spend time together, how do you spend time together?
中国人在一起就是吃啊,
Chinese get together and they eat.
但是你说, 田牧师, 你上次说, 吃东西也可以很属灵的,
but Pastor, you say that eating can be very spiritual.
但是你就要吃得健康,
but you have to eat healthy.
还不要吃太多,
and don't eat too much.
家人在一起的祭坛是家人一起来在神面前跟神约会。
The family prayer altar is the family members gather together and worship God together.
Have a date with God.
Having date with God.
是一起跟上帝约会,
and together having a date with God.
当丈夫跟妻子跟孩子一起跟上帝约会的时候,
when husband, wife, and children get together and have a date with God,
他们就有一个专注的中心,
they have a focus.
因为他们先读神的话,
can they read the word together?
跟神交流,
they communicate with God in prayer.
敬拜神,
they worship God.
请问有怎么样的结果呢?
What kind of result?
他们就会同心了,
they will have one heart.
他们就会合一啊,
they will have unity.
当一个家里面合一的时候,
when a family has unity,
就会和谐,
they will
harmony.
Have harmony.
和谐的时候,
when they have harmony,
就会有喜乐出来,
and there will be joy.
Amen.
Amen.
因为家庭是神所设立的,
because families institutions established by God.
是一男一女的结合,
is a
union between men and one woman. 然后生了不少的小孩。
And they have many children.
不是只有一个而已。
Not only one.
因为经济情况的困难。
Because of economic hardship.
很多人连一个都不生。
Some people don't even want to have one.
当这样有夫跟妻，有爸爸跟妈妈跟小孩在一起，跟神建立这个祭坛的时候
，When there's a husband and wife, mother and father and children have this type of gathering before God, have this prayer altar.
神的同在来到这家里面
，The presence of God coming to the family.
那个丈夫就会改变
，And the husband will change.
太太也会改变
，The wife will change.
儿女也会改变
，The children will change.
当那个家庭改变的时候
，And when the family change,
他会影响他的邻居
，And they will influence their neighbor.
你说牧师啊
You say, Pastor,
我还没成家啊
I don't have a family yet.
我还没有结婚呢
I'm not married yet.
我怎么建立家庭的祭坛呢
How can I build a family prayer altar?
我的丈夫我的太太还没信主啊
My husband and wife hasn't believed yet.
我怎么建立家庭的祭坛
How can I establish a family prayer altar?
那对你来说最简单了
But to you, it's very simple.
你的个人的祭坛就是你家庭的祭坛。
Your personal prayer altar is your family prayer altar.
Amen.
Amen.
你可以为你未来的配偶祷告。
You can pray for your spouse, future spouse.
你可以为你还没有信主的配偶祷告。
You can pray for your unbelieving spouse.
你可以在家里面因为你的缘故，神的同在会到你家里面。
And because of you, the presence of a God will come into your family.
我告诉你们一个小秘密啊。
Let me tell you a little secret.
我观察我们教会的夫妻啊。
I observe our church couples.
很多他们的另外一半没有信主。
Many of them, the other half hasn't believed yet.
但是我看到神就怜悯祝福他们。
But I see God's grace, mercy come upon their family, still bless them.
就是因为这个信主的这一位。
Because of the believing spouse.
有没有人说阿门啊
Some people, you say amen.
你是其中你就说阿门好吗
If you're one of those, say amen.
神很多时候已经祝福你。
God many times bless your family.
你都不知道。
You don't even know it.
因为你的信仰。
Because of your faith in him.
Amen.
Amen.
家庭的祭坛就是你要做祭司。
Having a family prayer altar means that you are to be the priest for your family.
你家里的人还没信主没有关系。
It doesn't matter if your family members hasn't believed yet.
你要做家庭人里面那个祭司，把家人带到神面前，把神介绍给家里面的那一位。
You are to be the priest for your family. Bring your family to God and give them opportunity to believe in God.
今天早上我们就来到建立教会的祭坛。
Today we come to how to build up the church prayer altar.
我们要建立教会的祭坛，首先要知道神对教会的心意。
First of all, we need to understand what is God's heart for the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
要彰显基督的荣美。
She is to reveal, manifest the glory of Christ.
教会也是基督的心腹。
Church is also the bride of Christ.
是神所爱的那一位。
She is Christ's beloved.
教会有很多的问题。
Church has many problems.
很多的困难。
Many difficulties.
不是很美丽。
Not necessarily very pretty.
神还是爱教会。
But God still loves the church.
因为他是神的心腹。
Because the church is God's bride.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
这影射到你跟我。
It affects you and me.
我们都是很不完全的基督徒。
We are not perfect Christians.
其实世界上没有完全的。
Actually, there's no perfect Christian on earth.
我们都是在一个进成长的当中。
We are all in the path of growth.
有很多的突破。
We need many breakthroughs.
但是神还是爱我们。
But God still loves us the way we are.
我们在他心中是他的心腹，他最爱的。
In his heart, we are his most beloved. We are his bride.
神对教会还有另外一个心意。
God has another aspect.
Wait. 心意 is his heart for the church.
There's another thing about God's heart for the church.
就是神的心意要教会是一个为万民祷告的殿。
God's heart for the church is that it can be a house of prayers for all nations.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
仔细听这个。
Listen carefully to this.
这不是说 optional.
It's not optional.
这是绝对神要教会做的一件事。
And this is one of the definite thing that God want the church to do.
为万民祷告的殿。
To be a house of prayers for all nations.
我们早上说我们念了那段经文。
Earlier when we read the scripture.
神自己说的，这个殿是要为万民祷告的殿。
God said that my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
主耶稣在世界上的时候，有一次他到圣殿去。
One time when Jesus was on earth, he went to the temple.
然后看到殿外里面怎么成了一个超级市场，大华九九在那边开了分店。
And the temple became like a market.
Ranch
selling
99.
things like 99 Ranch.
好多人在那边买卖。
Many people were buying and selling and buying.
那是在圣殿的外殿。
And it's right outside the temple.
因为很多人去献祭
Because when people go and sacrifice
很不方便要带着牛羊走那么远的路
It's not convenient to bring their animals for sacrifices from their home village far away
所以有人就很聪明就发明了一个方法给你便利店就在外面帮你买牛羊都弄好了
Some wise businessmen you know, come up with the idea we justsell the animals right outside the temple so you can just buy it for your convenience.
其实这是很黑暗的。
Actually, this is very corrupt.
这是官倒啊。这是 corruption. 这是官商勾结啊。因为那个文士法利赛人他们就容许他们卖这个里面抽成啊。
So the priests allow these merchants to sell these animals and they get some commission from it.
So this is a very corrupt
It's very corrupt, very black.
那天主耶稣看到这个事情。
So when Jesus saw these people, businessmen selling animals,
他非常的愤怒。
He was very angry.
他就把那个弄了一个鞭子，就把所有的这个都翻倒了。你们去看那个耶稣传里面都有，耶稣很有力气，他把所有的箱子通通弄倒了，鸽子通通放掉了。
So he used a whip and drive away all these merchants and the animals.
损失很大。
So they had a big loss.
耶稣就说了一句话。
So Jesus said one statement.
他说我父的殿应该是为万民祷告的殿，你们现在把它当成贼窝了。
So he said that my father's house should be a house of prayer for all nations, not to be a den of
robbers. 因为那些人在 rob people.
But because they take robbing people's money.
这个经文在旧约时代，那个殿是指耶路撒冷的那个圣殿。
So the temple in the Old Testament refers to the temple in Jerusalem.
今天那个殿可以指神的教会。
So today's temple refers to the church today.
神的教会是一个为万民祷告的殿。
So the church should be a house of prayer for all nations.
这个祷告是继续不断的祷告。
And this prayer is a continuous prayer.Unceasing prayer.
就是我们在以赛亚书六十二章六到七节这边讲的，他这边讲说，我们在耶路撒冷城墙上设立代祷者，这个代祷的要昼夜不停的祷告，让上帝都昼夜不停的做工。
So just like in Isaiah 62:67 said, God said, I have posted watchmen over your wall, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord.Give yourself no rest and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth.
请问上帝要不要休息啊?
Do you think God needs the rest?
圣经上说上帝不休息。
The Bible says God does not rest.
请问代祷者要不要休息?
Do you think intercessors need to rest?
当然要休息。
Of course they need to rest.
所以要分班次来代祷。
So that's why we need to set up a team.
所以我们有一个国际祷告院在 Kansas City.
So we have an international house of prayer in Kansas City.
他们是二十四小时七天的，就像那个 7-Eleven 一样。
They pray 24/7, not like 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven only to 7-Eleven. This is 24/7. I'm translating the meeting.
So 7-Eleven is not 24?
No.
Okay, sorry.
That's why it's called 7-Eleven.
啊、对不起 OK Never mind
Delete that
这个祷告院怎么能够 24/7 呢
How can this house of prayer be 24/7
因为它有不同的班次继续的祷告
They have different worship team that continues
我们教会也有一个所谓的祷告的围墙
Our church also have it as a wall prayer
是中文部的
It's the Chinese congregation
照理论上来讲
Ideally,
theoretically, 是礼拜一到礼拜天，每天都有人为事情祷告。
From Monday to Sunday, there's always somebody praying each day.
就是为不同国度的事情来祷告。
To pray for different things in the kingdom of God.
所以神的心意对教会是一个为万民祷告的殿，是一个不断祷告的殿，不停止祷告的。
So God's heart for the church is for it to be a house of prayer for all nations to pray continuously, nonstop.
第二个，我要让大家来认识是教会祭坛的本质是什么。
So secondly, I want you to understand what is the essence of the house of the prayer altar, church prayer altar.
在旧约里面，神兴起两位先知性的人物。
So in the Old Testament, God raised up two prophets.
Prophetic person. 一个是摩西。
One is Moses.
神借着他赐下十诫。
God used him to give the Ten Commandments to his people.
是以利亚。
The other one is Elijah.
他在加密山上行了极大的一个征战。
He had a great battle on Mount Carmel.
摩西代表律法。
Moses represent the law.
以利亚代表先知。
Elijah represent the prophet.
耶稣也在世的时候，有一次他到了山顶上就变相了。
So one time Jesus went up to the top of mountain and transfigured.
就是我们所说的登山变相。
And what we talk about the transfiguration.
请问在那个变相里面有两个古代人物出来，请问是谁？
There are two people appear on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. Who were they?
一个是摩西。
Yeah, one is Moses.
一个是以利亚。
And the other one is Elijah.
圣经说他们跟主耶稣在交谈。
And the Bible say that Elijah and Moses were conversing with Jesus.
所以他们是很重要的人物。
So they're very important characters.
今天从这两个人的故事来学习教会祷告祭坛的本质。
Let's learn from these two people about the truth about the setting up the church prayer altar.
No, the essence.
Yes.
教会祷告的祭坛的本质，第一个是教会的祷告祭坛是一个征战性的祷告。
First of all, the church prayer altar is warfare prayer.
我们来读一段经文好吗？
Let's read a portion of the scripture.
我们一起来念这一段，只有六节，我们一起念好不好？预备，来，每一个人开口好吗？预备，来。那时亚麻利人在利非丁和以色列人征战，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚麻利人征战。明天我们手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行。和亚玛利人征战，摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上边。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚麻利王和他的百姓。我们看到这边有一个很奇特的征战。
So we here we see a very interesting wolf battle.
一个是在山上。
One is on mountain top.
一个在山下面。
And one is at the bottom of the mountain.
请问在山下是谁在打仗啊
？Who were fighting at the on the bottom of the mountain? Who were fighting?
啊，约书亚。
Joshua and some chosen.
带了一些人。谁在山顶上
？Who is fighting on top of the mountain? Yeah, Moses, Aaron, and her. Okay.
请问摩西在山顶上做什么
？So what did Moses do on the top of the mountain?
你们有没有看过这样打仗的
？Have you ever seen this type of warfare?
一个人在山顶上拿了一个杖。
Someone stepped on top of the mountain and raised their hand with a staff.
他什么时候那个杖一举起来
？When his hands up with the staff.
下面就呜。以色列人就赢了。
So the Israelites on the bottom will win.
他什么杖一放下来
？When his hands comes down.
哦，那亚麻利人又赢了。
The Amalekites wins.
你没有看过这样打仗吗
？Have you ever seen this kind of battle?
你就不了解祷告祭坛的本质。
So you don't understand the essence of the church prayer altar.
这个征战每天都在教会里面发生。
Every day this battle in the church.
你知道我们那五位候选人为什么？动摇不要受洗吗
Do you know why those five people sort of doubted and didn't want to baptize?
没有足够的人来关心跟祷告。
Because not enough people to pray for them.
因为洗礼聚会不是一个演戏。
Because baptism is not a show.
我自己都觉得很稀奇，我做牧师，我觉得很多时候最困难的一个聚会准备就是洗礼聚会。
I'm very amazed as a pastor that the most difficult
One of the most difficult
service is baptismal service.
因为很多人的生命要改变，因为那洗礼之后，他生命不一样。
Because many people's lives are going to be changed after baptism.
你说牧师，你讲这个跟那个摩西在山顶上举手举杖祷告有什么关系
？So, Pastor, what do you mean? What does this have to do with Moses praying? I mean.Extending his hands upward on the top of the mountain.
因为我们看到两个战争在这里发生。
Because we see two warfare here.
一个是看得见在山底下的。
It's one we can see on the bottom of the mountain.
一个是看不见在山顶上的。
And one is the invisible warfare on the top of the mountain.
摩西举杖去祷告是神要他这样做。
Moses raised his hand, his staff, It's God's will for him to do that.
神要他在山顶上守望祷告，所以山底下就可以击败。
God want him to pray on the mountaintop, raising his staff, is so that the warfare on the bottom of the mountain will win.
亚玛利人代表一切拦阻神事工的人事物。
Amalekites represent anything, anybody who hinders God's work.
当摩西在山顶上举杖祷告的时候，亚玛利人就败落了。
When Moses raised his hand with his staff on the mountaintop, the Amalekites are defeated.
弟兄姊妹
down there.
当教会同心合一在一起祷告的时候
，When the church gathered together and pray in unity,
很多人要信耶稣。
Many people will believe in Jesus.
很多人的病要得医治。
Many illness will be healed.
很多人要受洗。
Many people will want to be baptized.
而且要进入神的国。
And want to enter the kingdom of God.
我们很多时候花太多时间在山下征战。
A lot of time we spend too much time fighting the battle down there.
没有花时间在山上祷告。
And not spending time on the mountaintop to pray.
在这个故事里面。
In this story.
我也看到了。
I saw.
很深的用意。
A very
profound meaning.我们要让我们教会的领袖多花时间祷告。
We need to allow our leaders to spend more time in prayer.
所以每一个人都要起来服侍。
So that means everybody to rise up and serve.
我现在要引用甘乃迪总统讲的话。
I want to use the words of John F. Kennedy.
他说：“你不要问国家为你做了什么，你要问你自己为国家做了什么。”
Don't ask what the country can do for you. Ask what I can do for the country.
今天要讲，不要问教会为你做了什么，你要问你为教会做了什么。
Today I want to say to you, don't ask what the church can do for me, but what I can do for the church.
你说牧师我已经做了很多。
You say, Pastor, I already did a lot.
我现在不是对你讲。
I'm not talking to you.
我对那个还没有做的人。
I'm talking to those who hasn't served yet.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们每次吃饭需要人服侍。
Every time we have lunch, we need people to serve.
吃完饭以后需要人打扫干净。
And after lunch, we need people to help clean up.
这个房间需要人打扫。
This room needs people to help clean up.
另外一个房间需要打扫。
The multipurpose hall needs people to help.
招待需要人做。
We need ushers.
还有很多很多的事。
And plus many other little things to do.
如果你什么事都还没做。
Well, you haven't done anything.
你今天完了跟我报名。
Afterwards, he can come to me.
当我们人都开始起来做事的时候
When everybody rises up to serve,
事情不会掉在那些领袖的头上
These things won't just land on the heads of the leaders.
不会只有掉在牧师的头上
Won't land on the head of the pastor.
然后他就不能专心以祈祷传道为事
And then he cannot focus and devote his time in prayer to the word and the prayer.
简单的讲，就没有时间去准备好的信息。
Simply said that he won't have time to prepare a good sermon because he's busy about those things.
然后也没有办法听到神对他讲什么。
And won't have time to hear what God has to say to him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
摩西拿那个杖。
Moses raised that staff.
很重。
Very heavy.
请问他能拿多久
？How long can he hold his hand up？
你们猜猜看。
Guess.
我也不知道。
I don't know either.
圣经上没讲。
The Bible didn't say.
摩西旁边有两个人。
Moses has two men beside him.
他们叫什么名字？
What are their names?
一个叫亚伦
One's Aaron
一个叫霍尔
The other one's her
我们教会很需要亚伦霍尔
Our church needs Aaron and her
我觉得这两个人真聪明
These two men are very smart
搬一个石头来
They bring a rock
摩西可以坐在石头
So Moses can sit on the rock
他手举不起来
His hands cannot be lifted up all the time
没关系
No problem
扶着你手
They hold his hand up
结果摩西的手就
So Moses' hands were able to stay upward all the time.
那个约书亚拿着刀就杀。
And Joshua was able to bring the sword and say, kill!
All the way.
All the way.
圣经上说约书亚的刀就得胜亚玛利人 all the way.
So Joshua was able to kill all the Amalekites.
这个应用就是你们要多为牧师祷告。
That means you need to pray.For your pastor.
为教会的领袖们祷告
Pray for the leaders of the church.
所以他们的手有能力能举起来
So their hands will be able to lift it up at all times.
多花时间祷告
You need to spend more so they can spend more time in prayer.
教会就会兴旺
So the church will have hope.
不是 hope, prosperous.
Will be prosperous.
Amen.
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 你现在听我讲道都要征战
Now, when you listen to me, to my message, you are having a warfare.
他翻译也在 battle.
And the interpreter too.
因为我们这翻译一下中文一下英文。
Because we're translating between Chinese and English.
非常难集中。
It's hard to focus.
这是一个现实。
This is a reality.
但是我们 focus.
But we try to focus.
神会帮助我们。
God will help us.
变成 double blessing.
And become a double blessing.Blessing.
就是你心里面要祷告
But you need to pray in your heart.
不是说我讲了什么
It's not what I said.
是神要你听到什么
But to hear what God has to say to you.
神要你听到的就是你要参与祷告的事工
What God is saying to you that you need to participate in prayer.
礼拜二晚上要来祷告
Tuesday night you need to come here and pray.
你不是只有为你自己祷告
Not only to pray for yourself.
你要为神的国度祷告
You need to pray for the kingdom of God.
先求神的国跟神的义
Seek his kingdom and righteousness.
今天很多教会的祷告会是一个 self-centered, self-serving prayer meeting.
A lot of prayer meetings in churches are very self-centered, self-serving prayer meeting.
总是在想自己的 needs.
Always thinking about personal needs.
不会到太高的层次。
It will not go up to higher level.
教会祭坛的本质的第二项。
The second essence of church prayer altar.
是以利亚的故事。
Is the story of Elijah.
这个本质是劬劳生产式的祷告。
Is the truth of a birthing prayer, laborers birthing prayer.
我们看下一段圣经好吗
？Let's read the following scripture.
也是只有五节而已。
It's only five verses.
OK, 那个元山，下一个。列王记上，列王记上，好，我们一起念好吗？好，预备来。以利亚对亚哈说：“你现在可以去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声了。”亚哈就上去吃喝。以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中，对仆人说：“你上去向海观看。”仆人就上去观看说没有什么他说你再去观看第七次仆人说我看见有一小片云从海里上来不过如人手那样大以利亚说你上去告诉亚哈当套车下去免得被风阻挡霎时间天阴风雨黑暗降下大雨亚哈就坐车往耶斯列去了我们看到这边以利亚的祷告
Here we see the Elijah's prayer
因为限于时间我不能讲太多
Because of time limitation cannot say too much
就是在以利亚这祷告之前
Before Elijah's prayer
在哈密的山在加密的山上
On top of Mount Carmel
神的火从天降临把以利亚所献的祭通通都烧了
The fire from heaven come and consume the sacrifice thatOn the altar that Elijah has set up.
全国的以色列人都看到这个事情。
And all the Israelites saw this great mighty work of God.
他们就说耶和华是真神，耶和华是真神。
And they declared that God is, He is God, He, the Lord, He is God.
所以神的大能在灵界显现给以色列人看。
So God's great power was manifested to the Israelites.
但是整个以色列人，以色列国还是有旱灾。
But why the Israel still have crisis, has famine,
drought. 所以还是没有下雨。
So it still has no rain yet.
因为以利亚对亚哈王说，除非我说天下雨，天才会下雨。
Because Elijah told King Ahab, unless I say there's going to be rain, there's not going to be rain.
现在神已经在整个以色列国彰显他的大能跟荣耀。
God has already revealed his great mighty power to the whole Israelites.
所以以利亚现在要神彰显在自然界，就是天开始要下雨。
So Elijah wants God to reveal his great power in the natural realm.
以利亚就带他的仆人跑到山顶上。
So Elijah took his servant to the mountaintop.
然后他开始祷告。
And start praying.
他祷告的姿势很特别。
And the posture of his prayer is very interesting.
我请师母表演一下。
Well, he tell the servant to put his head between his legs like this. So it's like a birthing position, a squatting position. That's how they had babies back then.
这就是在那个时代妇人生产的时候的姿势。
Yeah, the birthing position.
所以以利亚他去祷告的时候
So when Elijah prayed
他是一个生产劬劳式的祷告
It's a prayer of labor and birthing
他叫那仆人去看他每祷告一次说你去看
Every time he prayed he tell the servant go and take a look
因为他们在山顶上
Because they were on the mountaintop
仆人说什么都没有
The servant said I didn't see anything
又回来
So he come back
我不知道他每一次祷告多久
I don't know how long he prays every time.
他可能祷告一个小时啊。
Maybe he pray 1 hour.
然后又去。
Then he, the servant go up.
请问前后多少次？
How many times did the servant, I mean, how many times did he pray?
七次。
Seven times.
前面六次什么都没有。
The first 6 times they didn't see anything happen.
第七次的时候。
But on the 7th time.
看到什么？
What did they see?
看到一个云彩像手掌那么大。
They saw a small cloud like the size of the hand.
所以教会祷告的祭坛。
So the prayer church altar
是一个劬劳式的不断的祷告
It's a laborious and unceasing continuous prayer.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
当第七次的时候
And the seventh time he prayed.
以利亚看到有一个云彩像手掌那么大
Elijah saw a cloud the size of a hand.
他就宣告
He declared.
他跟亚哈王说你赶快备车因为大雨要来
He told Ahab, King Ahab to hitch up your chair and go down before the rain stops you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是真正有信心的祷告。
This is a prayer of faith.
如果你为天下雨祷告
If you pray for the rain,
你就要带伞出门。
You need to bring your umbrella with you.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人祷告跟神求事情。
Many people pray to God.
然后事情成就了。
And when the thing happened,
他就说真奇怪了。
They would say unbelievable.
因为 unbelievable, your unbelief.
Because your unbelief. You、
Amen?
Pray, you don't pray with belief.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你为你的病痛祷告
You pray for your illness.
然后得医治了
And you got healed.
你应该怎么回应啊
What should you respond?
哎呀真奇怪了
You don't respond.
我为我的头痛祷告后来就不头痛了
It's weird, I pray for my headache and
那你是什么祷告啊
So what kind of prayer is that?
你那是什么信心啊?
What kind of faith is that?
你应该说 Hallelujah, 赞美主, Amen.
You say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Aaron,
Hallelujah.
Right? Hallelujah.
我的 storage room 要成了。
My storage room is going to be established.
Amen.
Amen.
刘同牧师
Pastor Tong Liu.
在这次灵粮特会
At this Linang conference.
他讲了一句很奇怪的话。
He said very strange statement.
他一直说我有了。
He said, I had it. I have it.
我有了。
I have it.
你有什么
You have what?
你有神所你跟神所求的是成就了
You say, I have what I have asked of God.
因为他开始祷告
Because when he start praying,
以利亚祷告
When Elijah start praying,
到第七次
at the seventh time,
只有那么一点点的征兆
just a little sign,
他就宣告
and he declared,
那个大雨要下来
Yeah, the rain is coming.
圣经上说果然大雨倾盆
And the Bible said the rain did come.
然后说神的手就在以利亚的身上
And he said God's hand was upon Elijah
以利亚就开始跑步比奥运的选手跑得还快
And Elijah started running faster than Ahab's chariot
一直跑到那个城
And ran to the city
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
教会祷告的祭坛
The church prayer altar
是要劬劳式的祷告
Need to be laborious birthing prayer.
不是那么容易。
It's not that easy.
换句话说，要付代价。
In other words, we need to pay the cost.
请问啊，一般来讲，一个健康的妈妈生小孩 labor 要多久啊？
As how long does it take a healthy woman to give birth? How long is the labor?
我还问那些学医疗，你自己说呢？
Okay.
你们做护士的是
okay, nurse, what do you say? How long is it? Is a normal labor time?
好
，six hours.
正常，我们一般人
or just 6 hours.
一般的，你们所听到都多少个小时？
24 hours.
哦 ，24 hours. 请问那些时间是很容易的吗
？Do you feel that time of labor is easy?
哎呀，我觉得很难哦。
I think it's very difficult.
师母生孩子的时候。
When Pastor's wife had the baby, give birth.
你说 me 就好了，何必要讲 Pastor's wife? 我觉得我比她还辛苦。
I feel I have a harder time than her.
我要帮助她怎么 breathe 啊，怎么 breathe.
Help her, show her how to breathe.
所以 Christina 出来的时候，我最高兴。
So when Christina came out, I was so happy.
终于完成了。
Finally, it's mission accomplished.
你教会为国度祷告的时候
，When your church pray for all nations.
For the kingdom of God, 就是像妇人生产那
样。It's just like woman giving birth.
就像以利亚那样祷告。
It's just like how Elijah prayed.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你要你的家人信主吗
？You want your family to come to the Lord?
你要某一个人的病得医治吗
？You want people get healed from their physical illnesses?
你要知道神的旨意在你的 career 吗？你的
business 吗 ？You want to know God's will in your career, in your business?
你要劬劳式的、生产式的祷告。
You need to pray laboriously, pray the birthing prayer.
是一下子就出来。
It doesn't come out and get delivered quickly.
Amen.
Amen.
所以需要有耐力。
So you need to have patience.
你要 endurance. 所以你要好好锻炼你的身体。
So you need to train your body.
要强健。
To be healthy and strong.
你在那样祷告的时候，不要老睡觉。
When you pray, don't be sleepy.
因为睡觉跟祷告不一样。
Because sleeping and praying is different.
你要 focus.
You need to be focused.
为那件事情来祷告。
To be pray for that specific thing.
来 wrestle, 来
To have wrestling prayers.
最后。
Finally.
你说牧师，我们要怎么样来建立教会的祭坛
？You may ask, Pastor, how do we build up the church prayer altar?
第一个要打下基础。
First, we need to set up good foundation.
那个基础是什么呢
？What is the foundation?
就是每一个人要有祷告的祭坛。
And that means each one of us need to have personal prayer altar.
如果我们每一个人自己都没有祷告的祭坛
，If we don't have personal prayer altar,
你当然不会来教会祷告。
Of course, you will not come to church to pray.
第二个，你要家里面建立祷告的祭坛。
Secondly, in your family, you need to have family prayer altar.
我们教会正在建立教会祷告的祭坛。
Right now, our church is currently trying to build the church prayer altar.
每个礼拜二晚上7:00到8:45，英文、中文都有祷告的聚会。
Every Tuesday night, we have English and Mandarin prayer meeting from 7 to 8:45.
华语部就在这里。
The Mandarin congregation, meets here.
英语部在隔壁的副堂的楼上。
The English congregation meets upstairs in the multi-purpose hall.
我们在小组当中也有祷告的时间。
Also in our cell group meetings, we have prayer time.
在华语部这边还有每一天，我们有一个祷告的网，分配给不同的人为国度的事情来祷告。
Also on in the Mandarin congregation, we assign people to pray for things of the kingdom of God every day.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我能够分享的都讲完了。
What I can share with you, I already finished.
下面是我们要去实验。
The following, we need to go and practice.
我邀请你们每一个人。
I invite each one of you.
这个礼拜二晚上。
This Tuesday night.
来教会实验一下。
To come to church and test it out.
如果你不能来。
If you cannot come.
你也可以在那时候在家里跟我们一起祷告。
You can pray in your home with us.
我们需要建立祷告的祭坛。
We need to establish church prayer altar.
现在就是开始的时候。
Today is the beginning.
我想问问大家，你们看到这是什么
？Everybody, what am I holding in my hand?
我请 Angela 出来帮我。
Angela, can you come and help me with this?
是我的特别助理。
You're my special assistant.
请你立刻出来好吗？
Angela, come up.
请问这是哦，你伤到手了哦。请问这是什么？我知道这是 octopus, 但这整个是什么？这是什么
？What is this? It's a kite.
还没有，还没有，还没有，还没有，还没有，还没有，还没有，这边没有风。我现在这拿的是一个风筝哈。
So what I have in my hand is a kite, very obvious.
这风筝有一个线，是不是
？So there's a string attached to the octopus.
好，昨天呢，我带了一些我们的青年组的出去三藩市玩一玩。
So yesterday I led our young adult fellowship to an outing to San Francisco.
我们去那个 Chrissy Field.
We went to Chrissy Field.
那边人很多
，many people there，
但是很无聊， That's、因为那些人没什么活动。
Very boring because those people don't have much.、Activities.
我要让他们的活动精彩一点。
So I want to add colors to their activities.
我就决定放风筝。
So I decided to fly the kite.
我就放这个风筝。
So I fly this kite.
这个风筝哈，这个线是200英尺。
So this string is about 200 feet long.
可以放得很高很高。
The kite can go up very high.
我们去的每一个人都去抓了一下。
So everybody in the group get to fly the kite a little bit.
他们都很有成就感。
They all have a sense of accomplishment.
也得到那边人的注视。
And also attracted people's attention.
我就想问大家一个问题。
Let me ask each one of you a question.
请问这个风筝漂不漂亮啊？
Is this kite pretty?
这个线长不长？
Is this string pretty long? 200 feet?
但是这个风筝怎么样才能飞上去啊？
But how can this kite be able to get up in the air?
是要有风才
行。It needs wind. It takes the wind to go up high.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神的教会就像这个风筝。
The church is just like that kite.
那个风就是圣灵的风。
The wind is the spirit of God.
那个线就是祷告。
And the string is prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
今天很多教会都像这风筝一样很漂亮。
A lot of churches are very pretty like the kite.
都在地上。
It's all on the ground.
怎么飞都飞不起来。
Cannot fly up.
我们昨天的风筝放到最后就交给 Aaron 弟兄。
So at the end, we give the kite to Aaron to
Aaron
fly.
Aaron 玩得很开心。
Aaron had lots of fun flying the kite.
突然之间风筝就摘下来了。
Suddenly the kite came down.
请问你们知道为什么那个风筝突然
摘下来？ Do you know why the kite came down?
啊？因为风停止，没有风了。
Because the wind stopped. No wind.
因为空气不再流动了。
Because there's no wind flowing in the sky.
那个漂亮的风筝就哗啦就掉下来。
And this beautiful kite just came down.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的教会
，Our church，
需要建立祷告的祭坛。
Our church needs to build the prayer altar. Church prayer altar.
每一个人都要来。
Every person needs to come.
这个礼拜二不来。
This Tuesday doesn't come.
下个礼拜二就要来。
Next Tuesday night.
如果不能每一个礼拜二都来。
If you cannot come every Tuesday night.
轮流来。
Take turns to come.
总要等到你。
Until we.
记得牧师今天讲的。
Remember what pastor said today.
这个美丽的风筝
This beautiful kite
要放在天空上去
It need to be go up in the air
就要跟神的大能配合
Need to cooperate with the mighty power of God
那个联络的就是祷告
And that string is the prayer
风就是神的大能
The wind is the spirit of God
就是给你们一个公告我今天下午就去放风筝
This afternoon I'm going to fly kite
我要看见神的大能
I want to see God's great power.
好，谢谢 Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
我们现在祷告。
Let's pray.
我们现在要领圣餐。
We're going to take communion.
圣餐是我们神给我们所立的约。
The communion is what God has made a covenant. Is a covenant that God has made with us.
主耶稣死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross.
他的身体为我们舍了。
He sacrificed his body.
还有他的血为我们流了。
And he shed his blood for us.
成就救赎的工作。
And accomplished the work of redemption.
他在最后的晚餐。
And at the Last Supper,
他建立这个圣餐。
He established the communion.
这个饼是指主耶稣的身体。
The bread refers to the body of Christ.
然后这杯是指主耶稣的血。
And the juice refers to Jesus' blood.
主耶稣要他的门徒领受这个饼跟这个杯。
Jesus wants his believers to disciples to take the bread and the cup.
要纪念主耶稣的死。
To remember his death.
直到他再回来。
Until he returns.
我邀请我们当中所有的重生得救受洗的弟兄姊妹们来领受这个饼跟这个杯。
So I want to invite every brother and sisters who has believed in Jesus and has been baptized to come up and take this cup and bread.
你拿到这饼杯以后，
After you take the bread and cup,
就在你的座位上站的。
You just stay at your seat and praise and worship.
就为你的饼跟杯来感谢神。
To give thanks for the bread and the cup.
也为你的罪求神赦免洁净。
And to ask God to forgive your sins and to cleanse you.
所以你领后这饼跟杯不是 bring, 不是把审判带到你的身上。
So when you take this bread and cup, you will not bring judgment upon yourself.
请最后一排的弟兄姊妹们排队，我们开始来拿这。
So we start with the last row to come up and get the bread and cup.
这饼杯来祷告。
Let's pray for the bread and cup.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你爱我们到一个地步。
You love us so much to the point.
你为我们的罪而死。
That you died for our sin.
所以我们的罪能得到赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
我们不再活在一个内疚感跟羞耻感的捆绑里面。
We don't live under the bondage of guilt and shame.
我们今天早上来到你面前。
This morning we come before you.
我们若有得罪神、得罪人的地方。
If we have offended you and men.
求主的宝血遮盖。
May the precious blood of Jesus cover us.
求主赦免我们的罪。
May you forgive our sins.
所以我们吃喝这饼跟杯的时候。
So we take this bread and drink this blood.
我们就不是把审判带到自己的身
上。So we will not bring judgment upon ourselves.
主啊，求你祝福这饼跟这杯。
Lord, may you bless this bread and cup.
再次提醒我们。
And once again, remind us.
你跟我们所立的约。
The covenant you have made with us.
就是你爱我们。
And that is, you love us.
你爱我们到底。
You love us all the way.
主耶稣，我们要对你说。
Lord Jesus, we want to say to you.
我爱你。
I love you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们对主耶稣说好吗？
Let's tell Jesus.
说主啊。
Say, Lord.
我爱你。
I love you.
你为我而死。
You die for me.
我要为你而活。
I want to live for you.
我要除去我生命中的偶像。
I want to remove all the idols in my life.
我要请主耶稣回来。
I want Jesus to come back to my life.
做我的主。
Become my Lord.
坐在我生命的宝座上。
To be sit on the throne of my life.
这就是我祷告的祭坛。
And this is my prayer altar.
这饼是指主耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
This bread represents the body of Christ that was broken for us.
我们凭着一个感恩的心来领受这饼。
Let's take it with a thankful heart.
这个杯是指主耶稣的血为我们每一个人所流的。
This cup represents the blood of Christ that was shed for us.
凭着一个感恩的心来领受这个杯。
Let's drink it with a thankful heart.
主耶稣，我们为今天的聚会献上感谢。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for this morning's worship.
求你的圣灵继续在我们生命里做工。
May your spirit continue to work in our hearts.
直到我们完全降服于你。
Until we are completely turned to you.
完全向你降服。
Our heart turned towards you fully.
祷告奉主的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会到此结束。
Okay, we conclude our worship here.
在五分钟内有一。